Check one, check two, drop. Yo, who is this guy?
Here we go,
Cyber.
Yo. Here we go.
One.
Here we go, yo.
What up, Dutchians?
Here we go, yo. Here we go.
Watch out.
Here we go, yo. What up, Dutch?
This is not your ordinary podcast. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio. Follow me on TikTok, Groovy. Keep dropping them. Groovy.
Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's happening? What is happening? What is going on with y'all? And once again, it's your main man, Cybershots. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Yo. Who is this guy?
Huh?
Cyber.
Who?
One. Production.
Okay.
Watch out. This is not your ordinary podcast. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio. Follow me on TikTok, Groovy. Keep dropping them.
Movie.
All right, what's up? What's up? What is happening? What is happening? What is going on with y'all? And today on Cybershot Podcast, Gen X stories. That's right. Latchkey kid. Can y'all believe I was actually a latchkey kid? Here we go.
Yo, who is this guy? Cyber One Productions.
And you don't know? Yo, check this out, man. Real quick. Now, I can remember growing up with a fucking key. With a key around my neck. You know what I'm saying? With a key around my neck, I was responsible for the whole house. You know what I'm saying? I think I was like, what? Maybe 10, 11, some shit like that? 10, 11 years old. I had a key to the house. I used to come home, make me a sandwich, and watch some Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Yo,
what are you doing, most
likely? Who is this guy?
Cut. But anyway, let me get off the music. And it was crazy, man. And I can remember sometimes when my mom was saying, yo, I need you to thaw this out. You know, go ahead and preheat it, put it in the oven. You know, go ahead and cook this and start it. I'm like, I'm fucking 10, 11 years old. The only thing my mom said to me was, don't burn the house down. And there were a couple of occasions when I actually had to cook dinner. You know what I'm saying? At the age of 11, I was like, man, I ain't with this shit. I'm going to cook something for me. You know what I'm saying? Did you cook enough for everybody? No.
Yo.
But anyway, let's jump right on into the podcast. Latchkey Kids Gen X Story Times. I mean, it was a lot of responsibilities for someone to be that age. For those of you who have 10 years old. For those of you that have offsprings that are 10 to 11 years old, would you give them a key to the house nowadays? That's what I thought. But anyway, check this out, man. I remember one time my homeboy lost the key to the house. And he was freaking the hell out on the bus. He just started fucking crying. I remember it vividly. But anyway, he was freaking out. I'm like, yo, he stayed close to my house. You know what I'm saying? I think he was like the bus stop before me. So I'm like, yo, man, just come on to my house. You know what I'm saying? He's like, my dad's going to kill me. I'm like, yeah, he probably is. But anyway, until then, just come on to the house. So, you know, we rock to the house and everything. And everything's groovy. You know what I'm saying? And long story short, I call my grandmother. My grandmother comes over there, you know, rescued the kid, you know, basically made the situation that was cool, explained everything to his father. And, you know, it was just like one of those really, really stressful situations for someone to be 10 years old and making life decisions at 10 years old. I mean, we could have left him out there with nowhere to go, standing outside in the cold. But everybody was like, yo, why don't he go to your house? So eventually he came to my house. You know what I'm saying? My grandmother picked us up, boom, boom, boom. You know, called his dad, whatever, whatever. Worked everything out. But this is not really the part of the story that I want to jump into. I'm going to fast forward 4 years later. That's right. 4 years later. Check this out. I don't know if you're not Gen X, you probably can't fathom this. Growing up in a military family, you know what I'm saying? My parents used to go out for the fucking weekend. Hello? For the whole fucking weekend. We'll be back in 3 days. And it was common back then. You know what I'm saying? I never forget it. We were in Seoul, Korea. I was 14. My homeboy, one of my best friends, he was 14. And his older brother was 16 and a half. That's right. 16 and a half. And I remember one weekend, my parents went out and his parents went out. And they were like, well, he's 16, his older brother. He's 16. He's going to be in charge of you guys for 3 days until we get back. The hell you say? We don't like that motherfucker. Fuck him. Okay. You know, basically. But check this out, man. We're going to jump into the time when his parents went out and my parents went out on the same weekend. Hey, wait a minute. I think that they were in cahoots together. Yo, who is this guy? Cyber One Productions. So check this out, man. Now, at the age of 14, this is when I first started drinking alcohol. Oh no, he's drinking alcohol. He's 14 years old. And I also started smoking weed. Oh no, he's 14 years old. He's smoking weed and drinking alcohol. Gen X, bitch, what's up? Yo, who is this guy? Oh my. Here we go. Cyber. Let's get it, baby. One. Let's jump into the episode. Productions. Here we go, yo. Here we go.
Watch out.
Here we go, yo. Here we go. Here we go, yo. Here we go.
This is not your ordinary podcast.
And you don't know. But anyway, check it out, though, man. At this in particular time, you know, I just started drinking beer and smoking weed. Now, mind you, me and my homeboy, we were like 14 years old, and his older brother was 16 and a half. The reason why I remember that he was 16 and a half, because he made it quite clear that he was 16 and a half. The fuck? I'm 16 and a half. I'm in charge of you. Yo, I don't know if you've ever been 14 years old and had someone 16 and a half to be in charge of you, but let's just say it worked out groovy. Here we go. Yo, who is this guy?
And you don't know?
Here we go,
Cyber.
Yo. Here we go.
One.
Here we go, yo.
Here we go.
So now, mind you, we had a whole week to prepare for this. Here we go. So me and my boy, we hustling. We hustling video games. That's right. We hustling video games, baby. Cut. There was no Twitch. You could not get paid to play video games on Twitch. Oh, no. You had to put $5 down on the Space Invaders, the Galaga, Crazy Climber, Tempest. Man, y'all don't know nothing about that. Let's go. So anyway, me and my boy been hustling all week long. Here we go. Now, our pockets are fat. That's right, our pockets are fat because we've been hustling all week. Now, as I told you previously, I had just started smoking weed. So me and my homie, we end up getting an ounce of the marijuana. Here we go. We got that marijuana. We got an ounce of marijuana. 14 years old. You can't tell us shit. You know why? Because we Gen X, bitch. Fuck around and find out. But seriously though. So, you know, we've been hustling all week. We got an ounce of weed. Now, his brother, who's 16 and a half, is in charge of us. You know what I'm saying? So, he was like, okay, yo, check this out. You little motherfuckers gonna go in the room and play your Atari. Okay? We got some beer. Yo, check it out. We gonna get you little fuckers a half a case of beer. That's 12-pack. You know, I don't ever think you can hang with that. But we're just going to give you little fuckers a 12-pack. You know what I'm saying? You get a 12-pack of beer. And you little motherfuckers are going to stay in the room because we got some girls coming over. We're like, no, all right, then. It's up. So me and my homeboy, cut. We go in this room, right? Now, mind you, this is in Korea. And once again, I always say this. It gets so cold in Korea, it only snows once a year due to the Siberian winds coming from, is it the north? I don't know. I'm not a fucking weatherman, meteorologist. But anyway, it's cold as fuck. So we're in the room, right? We're playing Atari. We got the windows open. The girls come in. We're like, oh my. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. Oh, look at the kids. Look at the kids. They're so cute. He's like, man, fuck them little motherfuckers. Y'all go in the room, drink that 12-pack, and don't come out till later on. We're like, you got us fucked up. Check one, baby. Check two. Check one, baby. What it do? So anyway, me and my homeboy, we're actually 14 and not 16 and a half. But little... to his knowledge, all he had was a nickel bag. A nickel bag. Get the fuck out of here. It's up. So me and my homie, we in this room playing Atari. There's this new game out called Pitfall. What y'all know about Pitfall? Nothing. You don't know nothing about Pitfall unless you Gen X pass the test. Anyway, seriously though, we're sitting there, right? We're playing Pitfall. And my homeboy was like, yo, check this out. I just got this new wooden pipe. And I'm like, oh my.
Excuse me.
Let me hit that one time, you dig? So as we proceed to pack the bowl with the window wide open, it's like 5 degrees below zero, but we don't give a fuck as we pass the bowl and we begin to puff puff past that motherfucker. Yeah, man. And mind you, we're playing Pitfall. You got a half a case of beer and an ounce of weed. So we locked the door. Now, mind you, the whole house is funked up. That's right. So his brother is knocking on the door.
Let me in. I'm 16 and a half. What are you little motherfuckers doing in there?
Excuse me.
Fuck you. Cut. And then we hear these silky, sultry voices saying, can we come in and play Atari?
Excuse me.
Hell yeah, let's go. Gen X, baby. Story time. Fuck around and find out. Oh my.
People podcast every day, B. You dig?
Now. You got a whole lot of podcasts. F. good content, some cap. But today, you are now with Cyber One Pro Duck.
So anyway, as we proceed, we got three of the lovelies, and guess what? They were also 16 and a half. Now, at this in particular time, the person in charge of us was very, very upset. You know what I'm saying? So we pinched him off a little bud, you know. You know, he pinched him off a little bud, you know, like, here's one thing about being Gen X. We had them hands. You know what I'm saying? Now, he trying to bowl up at us, you dig? But whatever, man, it is what it is. So he pinched him off a little bit. You know, he go a little something, something. Now take your big 16 and a half goofy ass up out of her. Fuck you think this is? You know what I'm saying? I mean, granted, we have, you know, there are plenty of girls at the party because it was a party. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I think the one... I think the one that he really liked and his homeboy really liked and her friend came in the room and me and my homeboy was like,
when I first saw her, eyes couldn't believe. When I first saw her, eyes couldn't believe.
So anyway, you know, we had a look like, you know, we went in there and had some little Atari fun, you know, some little extracurricular activities, smoking and drinking beer. But anyway, long story short, could you imagine a couple of 14 years old, I'm a rocket just like this. Could you imagine a couple of 14 years old? That still don't sound right. Could you imagine a couple of 14-year-old people in a room with marijuana, ice cold beers, and some cuties? That's right. That's how Gen X used to get down. There was no Snapchat. There was no Instagram. There was no Twitter. There was no Twitch. There was no YouTube. Hell, there was only three channels on TV. So you know what we had to do? We actually had to communicate and engage with each other. Can you imagine that? And me and my homeboy was like,
when I first saw her, eyes couldn't believe. When I first saw her, my eyes couldn't believe.
Oh yeah. So anyway, long story short, this is a very, very fond memory from the 80s. That I would never, ever, 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 forever, ever forget. So anyway, it's a, you know, party. Great party. Beautiful time in my life that I would never, ever forget, like I've just previously said. Now, the next day comes. You know what I'm saying? This is the crazy part. The girls spend the night, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it was back then, man. Your parents would fucking leave you. How old are you? If you're over 10 years old, you should be responsible. You're 13 years old. You're responsible. You're 12 years old. You're responsible. You're fucking 11 years old. You should be able to take care of yourself. Which is fucking crazy to me to think about that shit right now. And let's go to the end of the story. So my parents come back home. You know what I'm saying? They already knew I was at homeboy's house spending the night or whatever. And then their parents come home like half an hour later. And it was like, yeah, they're all over here. Now, check this out.
I never forget it. My homeboy's dad comes in and his mom in some fucking cowboy hats.
Oh shit.
I'll never forget him. And like, what the what in the yippee-ki-yay is going on, man? Like, what the fuck? Where y'all went to Texas? I know we in Korea, but what the fuck? But anyway, they come back with some cowboy hats on, and they was like, so, how was the party? And we're like, we didn't have no party. And they was like, we have never seen this house this clean. Anyway, it is what it is. I hope y'all enjoyed yourself. Now everybody get the fuck out the house. Translations today. Thank you for stopping by. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get the hell up out of here. You know what I'm saying? And that's a beautiful thing about growing up in my generation. You know what I'm saying? Everybody generation, it's your time. Shine. Live your life. Enjoy your life. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to say, Gen X, we build a little bit different. And you don't know. But anyway, once again, it's your main man, Cybershots. And without no you, there would be no me. You dig? And with that being said, I am up out of this bitch. Yo, who is this guy? Cyber One Productions. Watch out. This is not your ordinary podcast. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio. Follow me on TikTok. Groovy. Keep dropping them. Movie. And speaking of TikTok, yo, shout out to all of the love that I'm getting from my 9 supporters. That's right. But these 9 supporters, they ballers. Yo, we gone.